Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yeah, Miley has always been an ally to the LGBTQ community and supposedly a member herself, but she said something yesterday or the other night that has the LGBTQ community a little upset with her. She was doing an Instagram live stream with her new boyfriend, Cody Simpson. You got the audio of this?
I do.
All right.
There are good men out there, guys. Don't give up. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with out there. You just got to find them. You got to find a that's not a, you know what I mean? I always thought I had to be gay because I just thought, like, all guys were evil, but it's not true.
So you can see why that didn't sit well, right? So she realized it pretty quickly, issued an apology yesterday. She said, I was talking about sucky guys, but let me be clear, you don't choose your sexuality. You're born as you are. It has always been my priority to protect the LGBTQ community I am part of.
She sounds horrible.
She sounds really rough.
She sounds like she, I don't know.
What?
Yeah. Like, what's, lay off the Marlboros.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know if she smokes cigarettes, but I'm sure she does.
Calm down, honey.
There's good men out there, guys. Don't give up.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I thought she was talking through like a Snapchat filter.
I did too.
Wow, that's her voice. Oh. Wow.
Meanwhile, Rob Lowe, this is a guy who basically invented the sex tape scandal back in 1988 when a video leaked of a threesome he had had at an Atlanta hotel.
And I remember just how sexy he was
on the internet,
man, right after St. Elmo's Fire. And then he was in that hockey movie. Like he was Rob Lowe was it.
Well, the reason it was a scandal is because one of the women was 16 at the time, although he claimed he didn't know she was 16. And even though he never made a dime off of that sex tape, like so many others have since, Rob still says it's the best thing that's ever happened to him. He said it got me sober. Sober got me married. And I've been married for 29 years. And I have two great sons.
Yeah.
And I don't
and
think
it looks great.
Any of that happens without going through that scandal.
Have you guys seen his sons troll him on Facebook?
Mm-mm.
So Rob Lowe, like evidently this started like a couple of years ago, like he'll post pictures of himself, like working out and stuff. Mm-hmm. And his sons, one of his sons will like go on there and say something snarky or really funny to him.
Literally.
Like there's a picture of him that he's like working out and his son's like, if you're not wet from your workout, you're probably not working hard enough. Like he'll go on and say something funny mm-hmm. or snarky.
That is
or,
funny.
Yeah. It's really funny. Katie from our promotions department put it up, but I'll have to see if I can put it up on our Jeff and Jen page. You guys can see it. It's just like little funny stuff.
He was young to go through that sex tape scandal. I suppose most of them are, but, you know, he was born in 64. This happened in 88, so he was, what, you know, 24 years old when that happened?
Yeah, it was, well, it was a big deal because one of the girls, I thought maybe two of the girls.
Were underage?
Yeah, there were two. He was with... It was a threesome.
One was alleged to have been underage, and he claimed he didn't know.
Right. Oh. Right. It was a mess.
This weekend, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney revealed he has a secret Twitter account under the name Pierre Delecto.
Where he supported himself and criticized President Trump. Pierre Delecto.
Who's on Twitter in disguise, getting up in those replies? Pierre Delecto's real name is Mitt Romney. Delecto is the name he...
Delecto.
Ooh, double disguise. That's more. Delecto. Yeah, Delecto.
Do you have a Twitter alter ego? Like Pierre Delecto?
I've thought about it just to screw with people, but I never have done it.
I know someone in the building that does, though, because they work on the radio and they feel like they can't say like mean or snarky things if they want to. so they won't tweet from their personal plan. They tweet from like this other person that they created.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they can say stuff like, screw you, blah, blah, blah. Or they can share like the stuff that's really dirty or cusses.
Yeah, because we don't have enough jerks on social media right now. We need to create alter egos so we can have bigger jerks.
I know one who's Paige Turner. That's the name. Big name is Paige Turner. Get it?
Mm-hmm. Turner. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught it after you asked
say
me
anything.
If I got it. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Okay, get it.
Doesn't say anything necessarily mean, but just like more provocative stuff.
I think that's the same as this other person that I know. Like, they can't have like a D word on their page because they're on the radio that might have kids on there. So this other page, they put the D word on.
Mm. Right.
Gotcha.
I can't wait to find out who this is.
I have guesses. That was my bet.
Because he's very
that was
funny
my guess.
And very witted.
Yeah.
Witted. Yeah. For sure. All right. Well, if you were watching Monday Night Football last night, you probably saw it. The final trailer for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, hit YouTube. And fans are freaking out because it looks like we may lose a very popular character. Because there's a scene that's shown in the trailer where there's this little welding droid doing work on the back of C-3PO's head. And Poe Dameron asks, quote, what are you doing there, 3PO? And he replies, taking one last look, sir, at my friends. And it's the closest I've ever seen to a droid coming to tears. I mean, it's like C-3PO could have almost cried.
Well, he's a gentle robot.
He is. Rey and Finn are in the room, too, and they look pretty emotional. R2-D2 has a little mini fit and has to be comforted by C-3PO, and Chewbacca lets out a sad roar.
C-3PO is the one that's dying, and he's comforting other drones.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not buying this. I think it's that the planet's going away or something.
So that's the thing. That's the, you know, does C-3PO die or whatever the robot equivalent of death is?
Yeah. What? How does a droid die? Is it like you put a cell phone in your kitchen drawer and don't look at it for a while?
Maybe
he gets blown to bits.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Maybe he's just moving to another town.
So this is the end of the Skywalker saga. This is the final film in this. In this group of films. So
is Leia going to be in this one, though? Is she like...
They have a little extra footage from the shooting the last, because they shot... they have a little bit left.
So that
they're able
be in
to
there
use.
Some way?
There is a scene in the trailer of her hugging Rey.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
That's Chewie saying, the tribe has spoken.
Maybe.
This will be sad for you Star Wars fans, though.
December 20th. They will. I mean.
Yeah. We'll you see. Can't make Star Wars jokes around Star Wars fans.
I know.
They take it very
seriously.
My
boyfriend's like, why are you being so annoying? I hope he goes with you again. I don't know if you guys know this.
I will love to take Scott to see the film.
The last Star Wars movie that came out, because I am not a fan, I sent Scott with Jen, so the two of them could bond over their love.
It was
of the,
lovely.
That's
yep.
Good.
So he can tell him he can come with me anytime.
He's available in December if you need a date. He'll probably be excited.
Hey, speaking of movies, Gemini, Will Smith's movie, I guess, could lose a lot of money. Gemini Man was supposed to be a big draw. And who wouldn't watch Will Smith fight a younger version of himself, right? Well, apparently most people didn't care. It is officially a bomb. In 2 weeks, Gemini Man has only made $36.3 million in the U.S. It has made another $82.2 million abroad. That would sound like a win, right? Roughly $118.5 million. However, it cost around $140 million to produce after tax rebates and incentives, plus another $100 million in marketing. So the Hollywood Reporter is projecting it will lose $75 million or more. look, movies that aren't that successful happen all the time, but this is considered a bona fide bomb. The two main things working against it right now are the surprise lasting success of Joker and the fact that Gemini Man did not get good reviews. It currently got just a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes, even though the audience score is 84%. Yeah, what do you follow? Do you follow the audience score or do you follow the Rotten Tomatoes overall score when choosing a movie? And what do you find yourself agreeing with more often than not?
I don't watch any movies. Sorry.
You keep it simple.
I've never even heard of Gemini Man.
Yeah, same.
Sounds dumb.
Well, you know, Kanye West is big into religion right now, and he recently told his pastor, Adam Tyson, that he was thinking about quitting rap because it's evil. Tyson says Kanye started going to his church in mid-May and said he had turned to Christianity after feeling bogged down by the sins of chasing fame. Tyson said he once told me that he wasn't going to rap. He said, that's the devil's music. I said, you can rap for God. You need to use your talents that God's given you and use that platform for God. So this is coming up, of course, because this Friday, Kanye's new album, Jesus is King, is coming out.
I heard parts of it yesterday, and it has these amazing gospel choruses. It's incredible.
Like he's got some choirs in there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think you'll really like that part about it.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.